Welcome back into the program. We're at the middle of the week here as we are now under 20 days until college football season kicks off. Just a little over 3 weeks. In fact, tomorrow night, Thursday night, will be 3 weeks until 21 days until the season begins. And it is still about Johnny Manziel. That is the main story dominating the headlines today. Another report yesterday by ESPN contained a broker, another eBay broker, who this time claims that he, Johnny Manziel, was paid $7,500 for his autograph on certain memorabilia. So it just continues to get worse and worse for Texas A&M and Johnny Manziel, and it has sparked a lot of conversation about the potential of college athletes being paid and the NCAA rules currently governing this. And with that, I will introduce our guest here, as he is every Wednesday throughout college football season. That's the college football professor who has some thoughts on the compensation of college football players. Professor, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing quite well. It's a good day.
Well, let's get your thoughts. I want you to start by telling us how you feel about college athletes being paid and compensated in addition to what they already are, which of course is a scholarship, a full scholarship, and the number of amenities that come with that.
Well, you know, it's very interesting. I hear people say that these athletes are earning great, you know, large amounts of money for the university. Well, who is the university? The university is the one who builds great academic centers so that students can come and learn. Universities are the ones who build great weight training and do research to see what the best way is to train and develop that. So when we talk about earning money for the university, well, that's making a better university, a better place where people can go for an education. It benefits the public. It benefits everyone who attends there. So if it's money being made for the university, then they are making a better institution, a better educational institution, providing for things that they would not have, advancing the school. So that would be the way I would look at it when people say that. I guess, Jacob, if I thought about the fact, when you talk about should the players be paid and they're earning money, I think immediately I go to think about Adarius Page, who came to the University of Alabama this year, was offered and signed a scholarship. Well, they found he was medically unable to play. And so he's going to get 4 years of education, even though he will not play. So when we think about that, then the money earned by the university, by whichever university it is, helps to provide that. And we'll provide medical care for people who get injured, and there's just a lot that goes into it. So I'm not sure if we were to go to paying players in a way, then will players then begin to complain if they're not getting enough passes? Because that way, the more passes they get, the more name recognition they get, so the more money they would get. And I don't know.
So,
I just feel like it's going in the wrong direction.
An exceptional player, like we'll use A.J. McCarron for Alabama and Jadeveon Clowney for South Carolina. Those are two this year that are very high profile. An exceptional player who could possibly bring in, and in Manziel's case, we're talking, there's an untold amount of money that he has generated for not only Texas A&M, but the NCAA and sales. And,
right.
Of course, there was a report yesterday, Jay Billis, talked about the website, the NCAA's own shop website. You can type in the words Johnny Manziel. Now, I don't think you can still do it because I think the NCAA shut it down when they found out the enormous PR hit that they were taking about it. But you can type in the word. You could type in the words Johnny Manziel and a number 2 Texas A&M jersey with the word football on the back would come up, which of course, you know, would be Johnny Football's jersey. I mean, there's no getting around that fact. And so you say that a player like A.J. McCarron or Johnny Manziel or Jadeveon Clowney should not be further compensated if they bring in, I mean, let's just say let's make it a flat price here. $100,000 is what they're tuition and everything that comes with it is worth their scholarship at the university, you're saying that they should not be compensated according to how much they would generate, revenue they would generate?
That's right. If you think about that, I think the NFL's got this figured out. If a left tackle is, you know, a lot of fans couldn't even name who the left tackle is on the team. And yet, I think any coach would tell you that the left tackle or the offensive line is the most important ingredient or part of a team. So that means that that a quarterback is going to get compensated because of his fame and because he's in the limelight. And the left tackle, who is making, you know, making him good, his jersey won't sell.
Right.
So I just think you're moving into an area that that would be dangerous. Now, you see, when they go into the NFL and they're being paid, then a left tackle is paid much more than a running back is. In college, running
sure.
back's known and left tackle's not.
Right.
So when you go into the compensation thing, I don't know how you would, you know, determine that. And I just think when you're talking about amateurs, you ought to be real careful. I'm not saying they should not be by any means. You know, the cost of scholarship or stipend or those kind of things. That would go across the board. But I think you're really treading on dangerous ground if we come to the place that we say that. Because someone's more popular than his jersey or his signature can gain him money. This is supposed to be a team thing, I think.
Well, and here's what I'll say. And as far as Johnny Manziel goes, I'm in complete agreement with you, and I'll have more to say about this tomorrow in a column that I'm writing. But I think the Johnny Manziel situation is black and white because it is the rules that are currently governing the sport. Johnny Manziel, if he took money for an autograph, any autograph whatsoever, but especially if he took the large figure that has been thrown out there, then he broke the rules. He broke the current rules that are in place. Now, I don't care what rules are changed tomorrow or what perceived rules may need to be changed, and people can rail against the NCAA regulations. That's fine. I have no problem with people debating the need for change, but that doesn't have anything to do with Johnny Manziel. And if Johnny Manziel did do that, then he's also, it's unfair for someone who restrained himself, another player at another institution, a left tackle for Akron or someone, who did not, who might could have gained financial benefit from his scholarship, from his autograph, from his likeness, his athletic identity, and did not do that, but Johnny Manziel did, that's punishing him too. So in my opinion, Johnny Manziel has to be punished by the rules that governed when he signed up to play football, and regardless of what happens in the future. Maybe he's the poster child for change, I don't know, but I think he has to be held to the same standard.
Well, one thing, Jacob, I think sometimes we look at rules and we think that, or some people might interpret that rules are made for punishment. Rules are not made for punishment, but they're made for the well-being of the organization. They're made... rules are made, or you have rules in order to enable persons to gain character and grow and develop and learn how to live in a society. If you don't have rules or guidelines, then different people don't ever come to the place that they're ruling to themselves, and so they don't know how to blend into society.
Very true.
It seems to me that that Johnny Manziel's problem, or at least from my vantage point, some people might not think he has a problem, but he looks to me like he's out of control, and that's the very thing, is that he's not willing to live by guidelines that he has. For instance, and this may be a minor thing, but I'm saying this demonstrates something. Part of the thing about the Manning football camp that he was at as a counselor, and he was late for meetings. Well, generally, when people are habitually late for a meeting, they're saying and communicating, I don't really care.
Sure.
And so do we want to reinforce that kind of behavior? Do we want to enable people to live a life that's I don't care about other people, just for me? Mm-hmm. And I just think that's the kind of thing. It's easy to sit back and say, well, they're making money at the university. So they ought to, you know, a lot of money, millions of dollars. And they ought to get compensated. Well, think about the hundreds of thousands of dollars that's spent on an injured player. He gets the best medical care. He gets surgery. He gets all those kind of things. And there's a security there because of that. And then, of course, they the ones that are really good, they will be compensated great because it helps them to be elevated beyond the fans that have paid the money to see them play will never earn the kind of money they can earn. And but so I just have a question about that.
Well, I think you raise some very interesting points, and those are insightful comments. And I can't say that I agree with 100% of what you said, but I think it's definitely something to think about. And it looks like the sport is going in progressively toward, at some point, college athletes being paid more than what they are now. And I think you're right. And I think it will open up an entire new set of issues that are going to have to be dealt with. And we've seen it. Things are getting done these days that years ago we never thought possible, especially in sports. And when it happens, and I think it will happen at some point, you're going to have to address issues like who gets paid how much. What about this sport? What about Title IX? All of these issues are going to come into play, and I think it's going to be a significant
There's another thing, you know, when you think about that, you think about the compensation and how much and whether they get it or not, there's a very positive thing we can look at. Look at how much better students that we have now academically in sports than we did several years ago because we put that emphasis on it. And so I think that there's a lot of good coming and, that's come out of having, guidelines and causing, universities to spend more time on developing the person and the full, person. So they can be better in this whole life.
I think you're right. Well, it's a great discussion, Professor, and we'll talk more about it in the future. But look forward to probably next week talking some college football. That depends, of course, on what Johnny Manziel's schedule is. One question before we go. Do you think Johnny Manziel will miss any time this year?
I really don't know. You know, I've seen these things where you think for sure that it's going to happen, and it doesn't, or maybe another situation. You think about Green at Georgia. You know, how many games did he miss?
Four.
Four games because he sold
a jersey.
A jersey. Now, I will say this quickly, that the NCAA has no business being in the jersey business. And I'm not talking about universities. And so I think it's going to go in reverse to where they will no longer, even the universities, I think it's going to go in the other direction, that they will not be selling jerseys with star players' numbers on it and that kind of thing. And so there are going to be people who are going to be disappointed about that, but I think that's the direction it'll go.
Well, I think you're right. And I am skeptical about whether or not Johnny Manziel will play this year, of course, as everybody is with all this new information. But I tend to think there's still a good chance that he plays in the first game against Rice and continues to do so throughout the rest of the season. Now, that's, of course, assuming that he wakes up on time.
And I also think there's a good chance he could do something else that would just even be worse.
Yeah. Well, and we'll be right here to watch it all. Professor, thanks for your time. Follow the College Football Professor, by the way, on Twitter. You can do so. It's at CF Professor on Twitter, and the professor will have some stuff for you on there as well, so give him a follow. Good stuff. We'll talk to you next week. This is Jacob Bunn for the program here. We will be back on Friday.